Is it some type of game, bitch?
Playtime is over, motherfucker.
What's going on, y'all? My name is Kirk Valentino.
And my name is Belange.
And I'm Cozy.
And welcome back to Playtime is Over, episode 37. Can we get an air horn for episode 37? Consistently winning while all you bitches come and go.
Damn.
And we have a special guest in the building. Now, you are... Have you been viral yet?
Yeah.
A couple times. Do you know this man is going in the middle of like the street in Popeyes and where else? In
Waffle House,
Georgia
State.
College campuses with no clothes on and getting dressed like in the middle of like the place.
Mm.
So you've been viral so far. Have you been viral? I saw it before I met you in person. I saw the video.
For real?
Yeah.
So it really popped off when I did the Target video.
You did this in Target too.
Yeah, I did in Target. I was in line at the cashier register, did it, and yeah, it just went up.
So why are you doing this?
I mean,
how did you start it? Like, what made
like why are you doing this?
Yeah, I'm gonna get dressed in public.
You know, it's crazy. like I've been doing. I've gotten the content in. Well, I started getting the content probably last summer. So I kind of, that's when I really started to really dive into it. But the real reason I started doing this specifically, so I was reading a book. It's by E.T. It's called UOU, right? And it's like a motivational book. And you just basically trying to find your why. And basically just gives you stories like that he's learned and picked up throughout the years of like being successful and wanting to do what you do and find your purpose, you feel me? So I finished that book. I'm like, damn, I just felt real inspired. I'm like, I want to do some different shit.
Let me take my clothes off and go outside.
Nah. It's funny because shout out to my boy Gemini Kai, but he's the one who kind of put the idea and the bug in my ear like, hey, you already do Get Ready With Me. You already do fashion content. You should go outside. You should do it at the place. At first, I'm like, nigga, you crazy. Like, what? You feel me? And I'm like, and I really thought about it. I'm like, it's something everybody's familiar with Get Ready With Me, but nobody's actually
doing Get Ready With Me.
You feel me? But everybody's in their crib, in their bathroom, their closet, whatever. Nobody's actually going out in the field and really doing that shit. So I really thought about it, and I thought about what I read in the book. I'm like, fuck it. Like, I know people gonna talk about it. I know I know at first people not gonna like it, but it's not for them.
This is like, and so when you're doing this, is this like comedy? Like, you wanna make them laugh?
Yeah. See, the thing is,
the one you did with the Popeyes, that was funny.
Yeah.
Because they were mad at you. Like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah.
So that was funny. That's like under the umbrella of comedy, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So is that like the goal, or is
so
just
it's like, however you feel when you watch my videos is how you feel. I just want to make you feel something. You feel me? So it's like some people, like, and I do like to switch it up too. Like, some videos I have a little skit at the end, make it funny. But other videos, like my last one that on the scene, it was more like a showing off the clothes and the pieces. You feel me? Because it was a fashion event. I purposely did that. You feel me?
And what is your sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
A November or October Scorpio?
November. What does that mean?
He got something against November Scorpios.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother show.
So I wanted to know, like, what's the true reaction that you get out of people when you do these videos?
Like,
cause like, you know, like, videos are edited, so like, you know, people only show on social media what you want them to see.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the true reaction that you get from people?
Nah, the main reaction I get is what the fuck? It's like I'll never forget when I was doing that at Target. That was like my first like real main, like, where's a whole bunch of people like doing it. And she was standing behind my cameraman, so you couldn't even see it. And it was like this black lady, like somebody's mom. She was just like, she was just looking at me like, is this nigga really getting dressed? Like, and that always will just be in my memory, just like, cause it wasn't
really like,
she was really just baffled. Like, is this nigga really just getting dressed? And she, at the end, she just laughed it off. Like, that shit crazy. And just went about her business. You feel me? Cause at the end of the day, I'm not doing nothing. Like, I'm not hurting nobody. I ain't doing nothing super crazy. You feel me?
So now you posted something earlier. So now they starting to copy you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I knew it was gonna come.
And you said you commented and he deleted your comment?
Yeah.
Wow.
So the thing, like, when I first saw it, I didn't know how to feel. I was like, okay, like, I knew it was eventually gonna happen, but now it's here. It's like, damn. But he stole that bit, like, bar for bar, like, flow for flow.
The whole shit.
Yeah, word for word. Like, get ready to me at the gas station, same type shit. I'm like...
And deleted the comment. Deleting the comment
see,
is crazy.
That, see, that's what really, like, made me, like, feel the type of way. I'm like, it's cool. Like, it's cool. Like, maybe you probably didn't see my video. If not, like...
He saw it.
He probably did. But deleting my comment, you just kind of like... He definitely saw it. Like, what you doing? Like, that's weird.
He deleted your comment.
Okay, so... you have a pod. Tell us about the pod.
So, my pod is Can We Kick It? It's on YouTube, and it's Can We Kick It Podcast on Instagram. And so... It's actually my second time releasing a podcast. The first time I did, it was called Who Gave Them Boys a Pod. So it was me and four other homeboys. So we did that, I think that was like 2 years ago. Then we put that on the shelf. Then I started doing my own thing at Can We Kick It. So
wait, why you put it on the shelf?
It was some stuff with like the producers and the people who kind of put it together.
It didn't work out.
Some differences. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. Yeah. Okay. This didn't really work out. We still cool. Ain't no bad blood or nothing.
Okay.
But yeah, so now I'm doing Can We Kick It with my co-host Armana. You feel me? So it's a podcast where for each season, we're going to bring in a different type of person. So right now we're doing content creators just because we're both content creators and that's the lane we're in. Mm-hmm. So we're bringing that content creators to come in and tell their view of the content world and their world compared to people who don't really understand it. Like if you're not in the content, and you don't really know their point of view in the world of content.
So are you like a podhead? Like, do you love like the podcast? Like, I am a podcast connoisseur. Like, I've been listening to podcasts for years. Like, are you one of those people that like have like a Mount Rushmore of podcasters that you really listen to and fuck with?
Or you just like to talk?
I feel like everybody, well, most podcasters go through the phase of heavy in the pods. Like, that's all we're doing. Like, not even really watching TV, just straight listening to pods, watching pods.
So, who were you listening to, or who do you listen to?
I like Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is definitely, he's definitely the pod father.
The pod father.
Yeah, definitely the pod father.
That nigga started this shit off. He been podding since 2010.
What?
And like when it was like iPhone 3 or iPhone, like before we even really knew what podding was.
Right. He was already podding. That nigga was probably already on episode 200 on some shit. And just the conversation he has is with all these different types of people. Like he can have a conversation about anybody. To anybody about anything. Like, and I feel like that's a real inspiration. What else I was watching? I was watching a little bit of Joe Budden.
That's another pod father.
Yeah, he is.
He brought it to more to our community. He made it more hip hop. He made it more ratchet, more ghetto.
Yeah.
In a way where we could digest it, where exactly. We from. Yeah.
And I also was listening to pods too. This is like more of a motivational pod. Like when I listen to in the mornings, like if I don't want to listen to music.
Joel Osteen?
No, it's not Joel Osteen. It's some foreign last name. But I like listening to that. And I don't know. My YouTube is full of different podcasts, like Podcast P and things like that. So
okay. Shout out to them. And you have a clothing line too.
Yeah, Cozart. Hey, shout out Cozart.
Tell us about that. Like, what's like you, when did you start the clothing line?
So I started about a year ago, March of last year, I dropped my first shirt. And I've always wanted to make clothes. Like I've always made clothes ever since like high school. I always started distressing my jeans, making my jean jackets, ripping them up. Always like, I started sewing and all things and things like that.
Oh,
so
you know
I
how
always
to sew?
A little bit.
I wish I knew how to sew.
Like my mom and I get that from my mom. Like she's always had an eye for clothes and always knew had her own style and it was like a distinct style. And I feel like I just pick up from her. Like
that's dope. So you started it. It's called what?
Cozart. It's Who Is Cozart on IG. That's my brand.
I saw a couple of your pieces. Did you also like do sneaker? What was it?
Resale. Yeah, resale. I ain't gonna lie. I've really been in the sneaker resale game since like 2010, 2012.
So tell me about that. Cause how do you get the low price to end up flipping it for the resale price? Like, how do you get into that?
So I'm a bring it back to like back in the day when I first started. So when I first started, most people, if you know, you know. If you're in the sneaker industry, not a sneaker industry, but if you know about sneakers, you know about ATATF. So back in high school, ATATF, say you get a pair of shoes, you win a raffle or whatever, you wear them, you can go in the ATATF group chat. It's a Facebook group. It's like 40,000 members. Shout out to KO. But go in the group chat, you could sell them, flip them. You could trade them, get a whole new pair. And that's what I was doing. Like, I would get shoes at conventions and things
and
like
how
that.
How old were you in 2010? How old are you?
I'm 24. So it was like more around 2012. So I was like 12. And I was going to these sneaker conventions with boxes of shoes, like stacked up
oh, wow.
boxes of
oh,
shoes.
You was getting to the bag at 12.
Yeah. It wasn't even getting to the bag. It was having the shoes, though. Like, it wasn't even about the money.
Oh,
like,
you didn't get
it? I'm that big in the sneakers. It wasn't even, at that time, it wasn't about the bread. It was just having a new pair of shoes. Like, I wear a pair of shoes probably twice, put in the group chat, get a whole new pair, and now it look like I keep buying shoes, but the whole time, I'm just rotating my collection now. So I've been doing that for years.
So was it like trades, or did you like do the whole StockX thing too?
So I've never used StockX.
Oh, okay.
But the whole selling online, yeah, I've done that. But I'm saying it started off as trades. Then when I seen how profitable it could be, then that's when I got into that way. You feel me? So I've done a lot of, I've sold a lot of shoes. A lot of people, they started knowing me off from shoes.
So, yeah, you give me that.
Yeah.
So you was going to like sneaker conventions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you still go to those kind of things? How do you get in? Like, do you pay for tickets? Do you got to know somebody?
It depends on the event, and also depends on who you know. Like, if you know one of the people who are over the event and they want to get you to the event, you just going to go to the event. You feel me? And it depends on the level of the event. Like, a sneaker con, like, those type events, those are probably going to be like $40 a head. But there's other people who are...
$40?
Yeah, it's just entry fee. But you still have to go in there to shop, like, if you want to shop.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? So, but now, I mean, a lot of people are starting to do their own events, like even fashion and sneaker events. So, like, the lower level ones who don't have that name, that national name, they may be... It might be free. You feel me? Free or $10, $20. Mm. So, I mean, but right now the sneaker market has definitely changed compared to back then.
For sure.
Back then, sneakers was booming. Mm-hmm. Like 2020, sneakers was hitting. That's mm-hmm. where everybody got it. Everybody got on the wave. But then that shit just died off. Like,
Like, a lot of shit boomed during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Like, I was thinking about
getting that bread. Those Jordans on Saturday.
I was thinking about.
You don't hear that no more.
At all.
I was thinking about OnlyFans. And how that shit boomed so crazy during the pandemic.
Yeah. Like, everybody was at the crib. Everybody was at the crib. Yeah. They know what to do.
Like, everything.
And they were still getting paid because it has to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, shit, that's why the economy was doing so good, because, shit, everybody was getting paid for not doing shit. So, all they doing was spending money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need another pandemic.
That's why. And I don't lie,
we need just one more. Because I missed the PPP.
Just make it
like,
up.
I missed that motherfucker.
you didn't get on the PPP wave.
I'm mad. Because they ain't do shit. I'm thinking, oh yeah, they gonna get y'all ass.
Yeah.
They're like, they forgiving. I'm like, damn, I could have
I should have. And I had the opportunity to do it, and I was like, nah, I'm not gonna do it.
I had the opportunity to do it too.
But I was scared.
I worked
for the government at the time, so I was like,
oh yeah.
I like, especially in Atlanta, everybody goddamn either did it or had the opportunity to do that shit. Like,
yeah. But not everywhere. It wasn't even just Atlanta, because then I ended up in New York. Even after the pandemic was over, I ended up back in New York, and niggas was, it wasn't just PPP, it was some food stamp shit. It was like
unemployment.
Oh yeah, unemployment.
It was all types of shit that was out. And I just missed the whole shit. And if we get another one,
if you had a business and you had a certain amount of employees, I think it's called like ERC or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they, if you have a certain amount of employees, mm-hmm. you get paid for like, per employee, like $20,000.
I just need them to do one more. That's what I'm saying. This time I'm not gonna miss it.
I mean, I feel like you either made the best out of that shit or you lost yourself. Like, I know it was a lot of people that didn't thrive in the pandemic. Like,
it fucked up a lot of people too. I mean, as good as it did for some people, mm-hmm. it fucked over a lot of people.
It was a lot of deaths. But I ain't even talking about that. I'm talking about just like the people just being at home and not knowing how to just be at home all day.
Oh yeah, they said a lot of divorce rates went up.
Yeah.
Because people don't really like their partners. So when they had to actually be in the house, domestic violence cases went
mm-hmm,
up.
Because everybody was at home. They're not used to being at home.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
So we have a new segment called Entrepreneurial Tip of the Week.
Okay.
We used to have Health Tip of the Week, but it had nothing to do with what we're talking about now. So
yeah,
it was actually my mom's idea. Shout out to my mother. Entrepreneurial Tip of the Week. What advice do you have to either your younger self or a new up-and-coming entrepreneur that maybe getting into flipping sneakers, getting into a pod, getting into a clothing line? Like, what advice would you give to them? What kind of tip would you give them?
I say, first, you got to find your why. Like, you have to figure out why you want to do this or why you want, like, you have to believe in it before anybody else believes in it. Like, Nobody's gonna believe in you till you already make it. So you have to have that driving force of, this is why I'm doing it. This is why I'm grinding. This is why I'm going through the ups and downs of what I'm doing. You feel me? And that you just gonna, that's how you win the race. Like, it's not a sprint. You feel me? It's a race. Like, life is, everybody thinks life is like so.
You said it's not a sprint. It's a race?
Yeah. It's a whole race.
Oh, you feel like it's a race?
Yeah. So no, not a race. It's a whole, it's a, like, marathon. It's a marathon. Okay. It's a marathon. You feel
I'm
me?
I'm about to say, okay, you was switching up the quote.
My fault. But yeah, so it's a marathon. So it's like, you can't look at everything. You can't look at the short term. You have to prepare yourself for doing it, like the longevity of what you're doing.
Okay. So everything you step into, you're in it for the long haul.
I'm a type of person, like, if I do something, I'm not gonna half step it.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna have, if I put myself out there and do it, I'm gonna do it all the way. If not, I just won't do it. All right.
Boom. Love that. And you went to school, right?
Yeah, I actually had my master's.
You got your master's?
Yeah, my MBA.
So how are you? That's dope. How are you making money? Like, do you have like a regular job? Is it the clothing line? Like, how are you getting to the bag?
So I have different streams, like shoes. I kind of slow down on my clothes kind of so I can focus on different things, but I'm actually a substitute teacher.
Oh, I can see that for you.
Yeah.
What grade are you teaching?
All over. Like, I can
elementary choose. School.
Now, I'm doing more middle and high. High school.
You doing them badass kids.
I feel like everybody's bad, but like no shade. Bad. Cause you know, but I feel like it's mad teachers in Atlanta.
It is.
It's so many teachers.
Every school looking for teachers.
For real?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Because
the kids
you,
so
if
bad.
You don't have a degree.
How much?
They gonna hire you? If you don't
yeah.
Have
that's, nah. They will hire you.
How much they pay? We'll talk about that with Mike.
They hiring for teachers now.
Oh no, you know what, forget it. Cause I'm gonna be the one that's.
Yeah, you don't need to be working with kids.
Yeah, I will fuck them kids up.
I ain't gonna lie, them kids is different. They will try you. Like, they
these
will.
These kids are different these days.
Yeah, but I will fuck the kids up. I will absolutely.
Like, saying
fuck
the
them up.
Craziest. I'm like, but you don't even know what that means. Like, what? Why? Like, why are you even saying that? Like,
especially middle school.
What's the craziest thing somebody said to you? A kid said to you so far?
I don't even know. Like I'm just like
what
overhearing.
Do you teach? Like, what do you be?
Math.
Oh, you good at math?
Yeah, that's my favorite subject.
Oh, so you like really got to do like a lesson plan and everything?
Nah, I'm a sub.
No. Oh, you a sub? I'm a
sub. Not doing all that.
Oh, that's funny as fuck. Okay.
Yeah. But I try. I help. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand it.
Do the kids ever recognize you? Like, you was that guy that was doing it.
Oh my God,
they recognize you?
So, all right. So I was at the school and I did like a 5-day assignment, right? So the first 4 days was cool. They ain't recognize me. The last day, tell me why I popped up on one of the girls' For You pages.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was in the 20v1 versus Krishan and I popped up and she saw it. Screenshot and put on her story. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you was in that?
Yeah.
How do you get in that? Do they reach out to you? Like, how
yeah.
do you?
Yeah.
They reach out to you on social media?
Like, casting.
Did you really want to be with her or you just like.
No.
Did they pay you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, no. I don't. All that shit.
Was it a lot or was it like some bullshit?
What you mean? Like,
was it enough for you to say I'll do that shit again, or was it like, eh?
You talking about as far as the 20v1 or just with Krishan?
The 20 versus 1. How much they pay you?
I mean, it's smooth. It's like, it's,
I want to do,
it's more for
like
the
that.
It's more, it's honestly, it's more for the exposure. Like, when I honestly, how I view it is because you have to be real. Like,
yeah,
no matter who wins, you is not finna leave with her. You not really finna win. So it's like, I looked at it as opportunity. Okay,
wasn't that when the guy got beat up?
Huh?
Was that when the guy got beat up?
Nah, that was the day before. I was at the one the day before that.
That was in Atlanta?
Yeah. So that, yeah. That was a whole, that shit was crazy.
So they had two different ones?
So the whole,
she had 40 different guys?
No. So the first one we did was with Nola Mar. And that was the day before. It was 20 versus 1. I ain't gonna lie, a lot of motherfuckers showed up, but a lot of people didn't get in the video. You feel me? So it was probably,
they had to split it up.
Nah, they kicked them out because like they're only gonna use a certain amount of people. Like, and a lot of people were just there to be there, and it was loud and shit. So they kicked them out. So we did the video. I ain't gonna lie, the video was crazy because just of who Krishan is.
I can't wait to watch this shit.
I mean, honestly,
what did you say? Like, what you was saying to her? What she was asking you?
First of all, let me just say, it was probably like, say out of 20, it was probably 16 dudes and 4 girls. She rejected,
it was
probably
girls.
Like 15, yeah, 3, I don't know why, but she rejected like damn near all the boys except for Smooth Geo, basically. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm towards the end, so I'm just like, I'm just finna shout my shit out. You feel me? I'm just finna goddamn promote my shit. So I was talking to her. I told her I liked the fit. She was fucking with me. Like, I have a clip of my shit on my YouTube about the whole interaction. But yeah, I shout out the podcast, the brand, and yeah.
And the kids found it at the school.
Yes. Yes. So now I shout out all my socials. So now they have all my socials.
My God.
So my last day teaching my first assignment, I come to school. The first thing I hear, it was like, I gotta show you something. I'm like, what you talking about? And show me the video. And she was like, is this you? I was like, go sit down. I was like, go sit down. And that was all I heard all day.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So were you embarrassed, or did you like not care?
I didn't know how to feel. Like, I was just like, I'm the type of person I am, I'm not a showy person. Like, I'm real chill. I'm real like just laid back. So when like, they're middle schoolers, you feel me? So like, just imagine like little kids find you on TikTok or you doing content. That's all they're talking about. Like, and so I didn't know how to feel, but telling to somebody else, they told me to look at it in a different light. Like, they like what you're doing, and they just, sometimes some of them don't know how to say it or how to express it. Like, I look up to you on some stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not nothing crazy. You're not doing nothing crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but it's just like, at first, I didn't really know how to take it.
Yeah, because it is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, I was not trying to, like, I told myself, I was like, whatever school I go to, as soon as they find my social media, I'm not coming back. I'll just go to a whole different one. But I end up staying, so.
Because it's like, really, it's really not that deep.
Yeah, that's what I realized. I'm like, because I ain't gonna lie, the first day, like, 20 kids followed me. I blocked all of them. I was like,
Oh my God.
I blocked every single one of them. And next day, why you block me? Why you block me? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, that's cute. They want to look at your stuff.
Yeah, but no, I was like,
nosy.
Yeah, this is just kids. So I just think like they're kids.
Kids are nosy.
Yeah. Wow.
That's funny as fuck. But so thank you for coming. Did you have anything that you wanted to shout out? Well, I know you do. Go ahead. Let them know your socials. Let them know everything.
Follow me on IG at CozyBoyJJ. On YouTube is Never Too Cozy. And my podcast is Can We Kick a Podcast Again. Y'all check that out. You know what I'm saying? It's real dope.
It's real dope. And you got, where do y'all film at?
Up over by Putt Shack, like in the Star Meadows building. Okay. Yeah, office space. Mm-hmm.
You be outside.
Yeah.
I don't even know where that's at, but okay.
Yeah, it's over in midtown.
I like your pod. I got to catch up on some more episodes. I watched the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
Yeah.
And I saw when you were saying you'd be holding on to content. Like,
yeah.
I can't do that. If I don't put it out right, like within that week or two, I'm not putting it out. I'm just,
for real?
Yeah.
Especially if like a conversation that we happened to have in the pod was like kind of outdated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like,
see, I definitely feel that, but I made sure to make evergreen content. So evergreen content is, no matter what we talked about, no matter when you drop it, it's still gonna be a relevant conversation. So we're not talking about no topics right now. We're not talking about nothing that's going on in the world. Like, we're having real conversations about
if Meek Mill is gay or
yeah, we're not talking about that. You know, that's crazy. But right. Yeah. So we just know to make evergreen content so I can have that ability to do that.
Boom. Love that. Love that. Well, thank you again for coming.
So I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate that.
You have anything?
Can you do a nice little drop for us?
Okay, how you want me to do it?
Oh no, he gonna do it off camera.
What about the video? You not gonna take the video?
I want him to do it off camera.
Okay.
I'll do it on my phone.
Okay.
But yes, thank you again for coming. And yeah. Go ahead. You said your socials.
Oh, okay. My Instagram is lafleur.xo. That's LAFLEUR.xo.
And mine is Kirk Valentino on Instagram, KIRQUEVALENTIN motherfucking O. Playtime is over, bitches.